Welcome to the ADHD Revolution, where I will help you to break down the myths and stereotypes of what ADHD is and is not. In a relatable, down-to-earth way, you will reduce conflict and increase understanding, empowering you with the confidence and knowledge to better manage living with ADHD. In this episode, we cover the area of diagnosis. There is currently a worldwide issue with regards to the waiting time for securing a place for the initial assessment, ranging from 18 months upwards in the UK. There are other considerations which I will cover to help you decide the course of action to take. I'm Jean Gibson, author of the Amazon best-selling book, The ADHD Support Handbook, a real-life guide to empowering a child with ADHD and related conditions. I'm a certified ADHD life coach and parent of a child with ADHD. I will help you to develop the confidence and understanding of ADHD in a down-to-earth and relatable way, so that you can support and advocate for your young person wherever you are on your ADHD journey. Strap in and let's get started. It is useful to have an initial conversation with your child's educational setting to discuss your concerns and what they have noticed about your child, the challenges they see your child experiencing whilst they're in that educational setting, gaining the support of the educational setting. So that may be the nursery or the school, primary or secondary school. Gaining their support can be really helpful in encouraging your general practitioner to refer you to a specialist. Now, there are a number of medical professionals that can diagnose ADHD, and it may differ depending on where you are in the world. So it's important to find out who can actually diagnose in your location. Speak to your general practitioner for guidance. They should be able to advise you who is able to diagnose the condition of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. In the UK, a specialist child psychiatrist or psychologist, a paediatrician who's a specialist in children's health, or an appropriately qualified healthcare professional with training and expertise in the diagnosis of ADHD. They are all able to diagnose the condition. It's important to note that your general practitioner or your GP is not able to diagnose ADHD. They will refer you on to a specialist who is able to. As well as government-run organisations like the National Health Service or the NHS in the UK, there are now many private organisations who charge for the assessment. Part of the assessment process will be asking parents and teachers and other adults for their view on the young person's behaviours. Sometimes that assessor will observe your child in one or two of their settings. So it might be that they come to your home or they go and observe them whilst they're in school or their educational setting. So it's important to be aware of that. The criteria that's used to diagnose ADHD, the medical professionals use a diagnostic manual which provides details of the symptoms related to certain mental health conditions. And this one is called the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Health Disorders, or for short, it's called the DSM. and it's DSM-5 because that it's the fifth edition. So DSM-5 is the manual that's used that defines the criteria for assessing ADHD. Children are not usually formally diagnosed with ADHD until around 6 years old and they're at school. And for a diagnosis to be made for the child or young person up to 16 year olds, they need to display at least six or more of the symptoms as defined in the DSM-5 in multiple settings. So, for example, at home and at school, or it could be school and another setting, but it needs to be at least two different settings. And the symptoms need to have been present before the age of 12 years old and show clear evidence that those symptoms are interfering with or reducing the quality of the child's ability to function in those two settings. So providing the evidence that demonstrates that your young person is struggling to operate or to function effectively in those settings is what's being looked at. Sometimes, as I said earlier, the professionals will observe the child in their setting to give them a full picture of the challenges that your child is experiencing. So let's now think about the options for getting your child diagnosed. A referral from school, often supported by the special educational needs coordinator, perhaps they're in that setting, or they might look after a number of different settings. Having that referral from the school is really useful because that will help to encourage your general practitioner, showing that the school or the educational setting is supporting what you're seeing and what you're sharing about the challenges your child is facing. So just discussing your concerns with your general practitioner, who may then refer you on to a paediatrician or a child psychiatrist or psychologist. One thing to consider, though, is that there are some GPs who don't believe in ADHD, or perhaps may say that they don't believe that your child has ADHD and will not refer you. And that does happen, and it still happens on occasion. And in that situation, I would get a second opinion, or alternatively, perhaps change your GP because they're demonstrating or showing you that actually they're not going to be supporting your child or young person going forwards. As I mentioned, there are also many private organisations now who offer ADHD assessments for a charge. It's important to note that not all private assessments are recognised by local authorities and government-based bodies in the UK. Perhaps that's the same in wherever you are in the world. So it's important that you check the credentials of the organisation you're seeking assessment from, if it's a private organisation, before you invest any money. In the UK, ensure that they are members of the General Medical Council. That way you know that they are supported by a professional medical body. Again, in the UK, I want to mention a couple of organisations who I know are reliable that you can reach out to find out more information about seeking a diagnosis for your young person. ADHD UK is a well-known and well-established, reliable organisation, and the ADHD Foundation. And they're both great places to find further information for you to find out about getting your young person diagnosed. The ADHD Foundation in the UK offers full ADHD assessments from around £340. So what else do you need to know when you're communicating with medical professionals? And when I was doing my research for my book, I found it really valuable to understand the language that's used by the professionals and the individuals that talk about ADHD. The key thing is about being able to provide evidence to support your concerns, which clearly indicate the symptoms that you're seeing and that those symptoms relate to the criteria that they're going to be assessing against. And by keeping a record, or that might be a diary, of what you notice, the impact that your child, the symptoms or traits are having on your child, and the challenges that they're facing will help you to explain to the professionals what's going on for your child. And by using the language which refers to the condition, it enables and it shows those medical professionals that you do have an understanding of what you're talking about, and it gives them the language that they can assess against the criteria that they're looking for. Gaining the support and information from school or the educational setting that your child is in will again add to your evidence. As I mentioned, that the assessors may want to observe your young person in their educational setting. And if you already have the support of your educational setting, that process will be so much easier. As I said, there are still some medical professionals who do not believe in ADHD and they fail to recognise it. It's important that you keep going until you find one that does believe in it, that will support you. Once you have the diagnosis, how can you use that to support your child? Once your child is diagnosed with ADHD, you can request support and accommodations from their educational setting. And if they meet the criteria, you could seek what's called an educational healthcare plan, or shortened to EHCP. In America, they call it an IEP, Individualized Education Plan, or 504 plan. These are formal legal processes that support your child whilst they are in education. In addition, in the UK, you may be able to gain financial support from the government, as ADHD is a recognised disability, and you may be able to apply for a blue badge or other disabled accommodations to facilitate to support your child whilst out and about or even at home. What do you do next if you're seeking a diagnosis for your child? You could request a copy of my ADHD preparation document, which will help you to capture the information that will support your conversations with medical professionals. You could speak to your child's school or their class teacher and discuss your concerns, and start to, if you're not already, communicating with them regularly, enabling you to build a picture of the challenges and behaviours and what's going on for your child, what they're seeing. Depending on the age of your child, consider having a conversation with them to help you and them discuss the challenges that they feel they may be having in their educational setting and how you can support them and what do they need from you, what support do they need from you. Only you can decide at what age is appropriate to have that conversation. The key is to record, diarise, take notes of what you're noticing, what triggers certain behaviours, what are the challenges that you see your child struggling with, what support do they have and what support might they need. Gather your evidence. That's what you're going to use to have those important conversations with the medical professionals. Prepare to fight. I mentioned the word fight in my first episode, as one of those words that I hear constantly and consistently from the parents and caregivers that I've already spoken with in terms of getting the support that's needed for their children and their young people. It may be a long journey, but it's definitely worth it. It's definitely worth enabling and empowering your child to get the support they need so that they can progress and they can succeed in life. Remember that securing a diagnosis is not the end. It's sometimes the beginning of your journey with ADHD, but it's definitely worth following it through. I'm giving away an ADHD preparation document to help you plan and prepare for your conversations with professionals about your child and ADHD. Just email me at jean@activepersonaldevelopment.co.uk with the subject line, the ADHD Revolution Podcast, and enter preparation document for ADHD assessment with your email address, and I will send you a free PDF copy of that document. So in summary, receiving the diagnosis of ADHD is the beginning of your journey in some cases. There may be challenges ahead, however, support is available and you need not take the journey on your own. Only medical professionals who specialise in ADHD can formally diagnose the condition. Your GP cannot diagnose ADHD. They will refer you on to a medical professional with the experience and knowledge of ADHD to gain an assessment. Being prepared for meetings with medical professionals, having evidence of the symptoms and the impact on your child at home and school and social environments will help you to build your case for assessment. The earlier your child is diagnosed, the sooner that strategies can be put in place to provide the support and care your child needs to thrive. You're not alone on this journey. Gathering evidence in order to advocate for your child is important. In the next episode, I will share more detail about what the key pieces of information are that will help you. You don't want to miss it. Thank you for listening to the ADHD Revolution. We will together change the story and reduce the stigma of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Stay tuned for future episodes and do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow me on Instagram, CoachJean_APD, join my Facebook group, The ADHD Revolution, or connect on LinkedIn. I'm Jean Gibson. I would love to hear from you with questions, or if you're seeking coaching, or you just want to support me on my mission to improve the lives of at least 10,000 people and change the story of ADHD. Do get in touch. I'm Jean Gibson, your host, CEO of Active Personal Development, author of the ADHD Support Handbook, and certified ADHD life coach.